Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, the good morning experiment or moments of connection. So, folks, you know how our president reviews things every year in the State of the Union address? Well, when the mood strikes, I do a State of the Rich O'Neill to see what in my life needs tweaking or trashing. What did I find out recently? Category one is still above ground and likely to be so for some time. If we don't count the slight ringing in the ears, glass contraptions in front of the eyes, toenails that chorus, "Fungus is among us," and don't count the repeated discovery that smiling young women now sashay over to whisper breathlessly that they went to high school with one of my sons and is he still around? Ouch, yes, especially if we try to forget that. I'm galloping through middle age relatively unscathed physically, if not psychologically. So check. Category two, family. Wife Pammy and I are alarmingly happy. Both sons finished college, working, not calling enough, but what's new? My 97-year-old mom with Alzheimer's, still loving me and me her, but with hugs, kisses, and quiet walks because talking doesn't work anymore. Sad? But overall, check, check, check. Job? Attaboy's slightly more frequent than what were you thinking, noodle noggin? Check. Money? Living within the paycheck, so say check. Friendships? Continue despite me being who I am. Check. Happy moments with other folks? Found I'd like more warm, cheery, fun moments in my days. So I've started what I call my good morning experiment. As I'm tootling around the universe, I'm saying a real good morning and making twinkly eye contact with most everybody, especially peeps I usually wouldn't. I found almost everybody says good morning back. And sometimes we go on for a few friendly sentences, and I feel brighter. Who knows? Maybe some of these cheery moments of connection will blossom and we'll gallop together, then commiserate when it's our turn in the nursing home, where my sons won't be the main attraction and the gal-to-guy ratio will be a reason to smile. I'm Dr. Rich, Twinkle Twinkle O'Neill. Good day, and thanks for tuning in.